Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos Shiur, and we are continuing the halachos of Beirur. We've spoken before that in order to do Beirur Beheter, you have to comply with three conditions. Number one, you should not use a specialized instrument. It has to be done by hand. Number two, it has to be oichel mitoch pshaylos. It has to be the food from the waste. And number three, it has to be for immediate use. And today, we will discuss the requirement of immediate use. Now, the concept behind these three conditions is that it makes it that it's an oifen of achila, it's part of the natural eating process. But still, the halacha is, for this tonight, for this condition of immediate use, it doesn't have to be right before I eat it. As long as it's before the suda, and in the preparation for the suda, that's called la'alter. That means if I'm about to eat the suda, so before the suda, I can prepare all the things that I needed for that suda, and I could do bayir for that as well, as long as I comply with the other two conditions. This is called immediate use, because it's right for the suda that's coming up. But that's pashut. Let's say Isha, a lady, wants to prepare for the suda, and then go to shul. When she comes back from the shul, she's not going to have time to prepare for the suda, so she wants to prepare for it now, and this way she'll go to Rosh Chodesh benching, and then the davening will have to eat right away. The halacha is that's not called immediate use, because there, you're making a hefsek between your preparation until the suda to go out for a walk or to go to daven. So that's not called immediate use. So you have to, in such a case, you go to shul first, when you come back, then you'll do all the things that require bayir for before the suda. Now, the halacha is that you're allowed to do bayir for all the things that you're going to need for the suda, even the things that are going to be later on in the suda. But since it's all for this suda, you're allowed to do bayir. And also, you can do it for other people as well. It doesn't have to be only things for yourself. For everyone at the suda, it won't be a problem to do bayir for that. And not only that, if you have a lot of other things to prepare, you don't have to leave the preparations that have bayir in it for last. For example, let's say it takes around a half hour to prepare for the suda, putting out the salads, making the platters, and peeling the eggs. All those things take all together a half hour. You could all, in that half hour, you could do bayir any time in that half hour. You don't have to start with the things that are not bayir. You don't have to start with putting out the dips and then peel the eggs. No, you can peel the eggs and then put out the dips, as long as all part of preparing for the suda, that's still called immediate use. That's still called the altar right before the suda.